It's so good to say good morning, Wave Point Church! Yeah. Can we get into the word this morning? Is that cool? I'm going to say it again. I refuse to buy into the narrative that we're just going to end the year Soma Masua. Is that right, Afrikaans? Soma Manet Sua. Isn't it? Just my, you know, whatever happens kind of just happen. I just want to get through it and get it over with so that I can start again. The problem with that is that the world celebrates starting. They'll celebrate you in January with your New Year's resolution. Isn't it? You're going to post it on Facebook and everybody likes it and be like, oh, that's amazing. But here's the thing. God is not so much worried about how you start, but about how you finish. Because as you finish one season, it is how you step into the next season. Hallelujah. And here's the thing is that every season or at every transition, you have to make a decision. You have to decide, how am I going to finish 2024? Am I going to finish it at all? If I'm going to finish it with a bad attitude or if I'm actually going to finish it strong. Amen. Now, I know that there's so many guys that's been preaching the last couple of weeks on this topic. So I just wanted to read one scripture and add one or two thoughts to that, that I hope that it's going to encourage you. Maybe you didn't join us for the fast this year. There's still 15 days left for you to fast. Maybe you didn't, that week when we were praying and trusting God to give you a word, maybe you didn't join, but there's still 15 days for you to join. Hello? You can still purpose in your heart. You can still determine in your heart that I'm going to finish strong. Amen. Guys, it is so important. Trust me, you're setting yourself up to succeed and for success in 2025 when you begin to shift your mindset about just, let's just get it done because, you know what I mean? All right, so if you have your Bible, we go to Romans 15 and we're going to read from verse 4. Hallelujah. Yes, you know what, guys? I have not eaten so much than I was in America. Oh my goodness. Die mense eet in die oggend. Hulle eet 11:00. Hulle eet 1:00. Dan eet hulle weer 4:00. En dan 8:00 eet ons weer. That was crazy, you know? And I was so encouraged by the generosity and just the people in America. So just amazing, amazing people, you know? And I just realized while I was there, I was visiting a lot of churches. I started in the East Coast in Orlando, and I ended up on the West Coast, which is California. And both sides of each coast, I got to share the story about Wave Point. I got to share what God is doing here in Jeffreys Bay. And I'm telling you, church, again, I want to encourage you, man. I really want you to get this. What we are doing here is having an impact globally, not just... Praise God for what He's doing here, but you are having an impact globally. Your faithfulness, your commitment to the vision of Wave Point Church is having an impact, and it's encouraging other people across the world to keep pushing. I was in a place called Myrtle Beach one night, and there was a new surf church that just started, and there's about 30 people in that church. And we were gathering at somebody's house. They made a fire, we sat around the fire, we started worshiping, and we started just sharing, going into the scriptures. And it just reminded me about 5 years ago how simple things was for us as a church. And sometimes how we've come to complicate church, where actually it doesn't need to be so complicated. It is something, a simple thing of believers coming and gathering together. Amen? And then from the East Coast, I went to another church, Salty Church, and they had church on the beach. And I remember a time when we used to have church on the beach. And I felt God was saying to me, but why are you not having church on the beach anymore? Not good enough. Hello? Because I'm talking about myself. We got so comfortable about just being here. And when the municipality gives us a little bit of kickback, we're like, you know what, let's just have church in here because it's safe. But we don't want to be safe. Hello? We don't want to get stuck in the motions of just doing church the way that we're doing every single Sunday and go through the motions. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need to just shake it up a little bit, right? And you know, that being on that beach and seeing people worshiping, I was like, man, next year we're going to get on that beach. Next year we're going to get out on the streets again. We're going to shake some things around a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. Next year, I'm going to move the chairs again. And it's going to point that way. We're going to shake things up a little bit. Amen? I don't want us to get so comfortable with just doing what we are doing and like, you know? We've got a town to reach. Amen? I said, we've got a town to reach. Hallelujah. I want to give a shout out to my Belong group. Where's my Belong group at? Come on, make some noise, Belong group. Ooh. Everyone's like, what is that? I'm so proud of these guys. I mean, in the time that I've been away, they've been faithfully just plotting on making it happen every single week. Michelle, she's getting my messages late at night, early in the morning. Don't forget Belong group tonight. This is going to happen. No. And she sends me voice notes. She forgot about the worship night the other week as well, because there's so much going on, you know what I mean? But I want to say I'm so proud of you guys for doing it. On Wednesday night, we had a closing there at their house, and it was amazing. I saw the video. There was braaivleis. There was 3 desserts. There were crackers, like everything. And I was like, that's how you do it. So well done, Belong group. I love you guys. So proud of you. Next year in January, there's going to be new people that are going to lead my group. We're going to start another Belong group out of my Belong group. Where's the other Belong group leaders? You're so quiet this morning, you know what I mean? You're so quiet, you know? So I've got plans for us. We're going to take over next year, hallelujah. It's not a competition, but if it was, we are winning, all right? Some of you are like, what is a Belong group? Like, what is this? It is literally the heartbeat of Wave Point Church. You are not a member of this church if you are not in a Belong group. Just saying. We're going to start one in Ireland. There we go. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. So Romans 15 from verse 4. And it says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. It talks about the scriptures, right? It was written to teach us. And it says, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. And the next one, he says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had. I wanted to give you just 4 things this morning of how we can finish strong in 2024 and also how we can finish strong in 2025. Amen. Can we look at the scriptures this morning? Is that cool? Number one, the Bible says here in Romans that we need to find endurance and encouragement in the scriptures. That's it. Find endurance and encouragement in the scriptures, which means that we need to stay in the word if we want to finish well. If you want to finish well in 2024, there's still 15 days left. Let's get into the word. God, what are you saying concerning my life in 2025? Maybe you don't have a word yet. Maybe you don't have something yet to take you into the new year. There's still time now to get into the word. The Bible says we find endurance and encouragement in the word of God. Amen. I'm telling you now, as you get ready for your New Year's resolution in January, you know that good feeling, you know, because everybody's doing it. We're going to go to the gym. Hello? Me? I got to go to the gym. You know what I mean? We're going to start all these different things, right? And how many of you know that in January you're feeling excited, isn't it? And then come February, you know, come June, July, it gets cold and you're like, nah, I'm just going to stay in, isn't it? And how many of you know that those feelings is not going to sustain you? There's some things that you're going to set out to do next year and you're going to rally some people around you. And those people are going to start fading. Their commitment to you is going to start fading. You're going to start a Bible study and say, hey, we're going to be in the scriptures. And before you know it, it's just you that's reading your Bible. And you ask, where's everybody else? Here's the thing, that your feelings cannot sustain you. The Bible says we don't go by feelings, we go by faith. And the more and more I stay in the scriptures, I'm going to endure in 2025. Hallelujah. And I love this. It says that the scriptures, what do they produce? They produce hope. They provide so that we might have hope. Hallelujah. And hope means anticipating what God's going to do. I'm anticipating what God's going to do. when I feel discouraged, when I feel like, man, everything is weighing on me, what do? I go back into the Word of God. Because if God has done it before, He can do it again. Amen. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers. I think this is an important scripture for all of us as we set course. It says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers. And he says, but those who delight in the law of the Lord and who meditate on His law day and night, those that delight in the Word of God, those that meditate on the Word of God every day, what does it say? That person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yield its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. How amazing is that? Whatever you do, because you are in the Word, you are in the Scriptures, whatever you do will prosper. Whatever you'll do in next year, 2025, you will prosper. I can guarantee you that. Why? Because we are staying in God's Word. We don't rest and we don't rely on our ability. We rest and rely on what the Word of God says about us. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, may God. How do we communicate and how do we connect with God? We engage with God through prayer, which means that we have to prioritize prayer. Let me say it again. We have to prioritize prayer. We serve God and we say that we are Christians and we are believers, but we have no communication. We have no dialogue with God on a daily basis. He's either somebody that I come to on Sunday and have a little bit of service and go through the Word, but the rest of the week, He's just there on the side. And we, in 2025, we have to prioritize prayer. You know, when it comes to our families, we have to prioritize prayer over them, over our jobs, over our health, over our protection. We have to prioritize prayer. The Bible says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How easy is that? Easy. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You are a righteous man. You are a righteous woman. The Bible says that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So a man and a woman, a righteous man that is in right standing with the Father, their prayer availeth much. Your prayer is powerful. Your prayer is powerful. And it's interesting that the enemy is keeping us away from that thing the most. People come to church. They come to belong group. But whenever we call time for prayer, nobody comes. Isn't that scary? And hey, look, this is no condemnation. Definitely not. But if you really think about it, for the last while, when have you been in a prayer meeting? Just here at church. You know what I mean? No condemnation. I just want you to think about it. It is the one thing that the enemy is taking us away from. Prayer. Every move of God has started with prayer. What did Jesus do before He stepped into His ministry? He went for a time of prayer and fasting. Whenever He was with the disciples, the Bible says He went away, went up into the mountains. Why? Just to spend time in prayer. Prayer was important for Jesus. Amen. And one of the things that we're going to do in 2025 as a church, we're going to teach from the pulpit on prayer, and we're going to become a house of prayer. Hallelujah. Come on, I said, we're going to become a house of prayer. Amen. We're going to find moments to pray, whether that's Wednesday mornings, or the reason why we do corporate prayer once a month is so that we can facilitate a space where all of us can come together as a church to pray. I'm telling you, it's amazing. You can feel like the power in the house when the whole church comes together to pray. Amen. And I want to encourage the men. You know, earlier this year, we had such a powerful moment in a prayer meeting where the men took the microphone and they began to pray. There was just a higher level of authority in the place. Why? Because we have the order right. God has placed you as a man in your family, in your home, to take the lead and take the authority. Hello? We as men are to lead. And I think a place where we don't see men lead is in the house of God. That's the thing, and I want to encourage the men of Wavepoint that in the new year, let's purpose in our hearts now in 2024 that next year, I'm going to get involved in church. I'm going to get involved in serving. I'm going to get involved in a belong group. I'm going to lead the belong group at my house. Men, hello? Come on, men. Come on, men. No. The ladies are clapping for you. No. I said, come on, men. Come on, we purpose in our hearts. Amen. I'm telling you guys, I don't want to stay on this point, but there's just something so powerful when men take the lead. I tell you, something so powerful about that. You know what I mean? So, we're going to do that, and we're going to prioritize prayer in 2025. Hallelujah. And then number three, this is the one that I am, it's not the most important one, but it's an important one. Are you ready for this? Yeah. Romans 15 verse 5, it says in the Message translation, it says, may our dependently steady and warmly personal God, read that with me, develop. Let's say it again, develop. In you so that. Let's read that again very out loud. So that you. Am I saying that or is it your Bible saying that? We need to get along with each other. The reason why some of us are not in a space of finishing strong this year because we are not getting along with one another. There's too much drama. My motto for 2025, no more drama. Thank you. I was hoping I can get two amens, but I said in 2025, no more drama. Hello? Don't ask me for a meeting. Pastor, but you've seen us, I believe, God said, ons moet no meet. No more drama. The Bible says we need to get along with one another. And if we are not getting along with one another, we are not fulfilling the vision that God has given us. We have this town to reach. That's what we're supposed to do. God has sent so many people to Jeffreys Bay. Why? Not just so that you can occupy that job. He sent you here because there's something that he wants to do in you and through you in Jeffreys Bay. But we are so busy fighting with one another. We are so busy having drama with one another. But can I help you this morning with that drama? The reason is that you lack maturity. That's what it says. Develop maturity. 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 There's so many believers sometimes in areas in our lives where we need to get mature in. Because a mature believer is not going to engage in gossip. A mature believer is not going to get into a conversation when they start speaking about the pastor. Oh, did you see? Oh, did you this? Did you see what they did? And hello? And here's the crazy thing is that we fall into that trap. We fall into the trap of the enemy. We are supposed to encourage one another. We are supposed to lift up one another. We are supposed to celebrate one another. It's one of my favorite things is to celebrate people. It's my favorite thing to push people forward. Why? Because it's always been my motto of love the people, love the people, love the people. I'm not here to break down. I'm here to build. Amen. You have to build up. I'm not looking for people in the new year that just wants drama. Hello? Okay, I'm going to move on from this point because this is not the one where we want to stay at. Amen. No more drama. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm drama free in 2025. Hello? Isn't it? I love hearing all this. I can hear people are, you know. And you know what, church? What's so interesting as well is that, and it's obviously not anybody in this church, hallelujah, or that's here this morning. But have you ever noticed where people say, well, you know, they don't like me, isn't it? Then they go over there and they say, oh no, those people don't like me. Then they go over there, oh no, they don't like me. And have you started thinking maybe you are the common denominator? that maybe the reason they don't like you is because wherever you go, there's a drama. Hello? Real talk. I want to get drama free. That's a belief, man. That's not okay. When you ask me for a meeting, I want you to come and encourage me. Hello? I say, hey, pastor, let me buy you a coffee. It's so nice to hang out with you. Man, God has been speaking to me. He's been ministering me. He's been giving me this revelation. I'm so excited. I've joined the Belong group now, and I'm building community with people. I'm serving in a team. You know, I'm just, man, God is moving. I want those meetings in 2025. Amen? Hello? I had a meeting earlier in the year with Johan, and man, I left so encouraged. I was like, yes, I need to meet with this guy again, you know? Because all he did was he was just encouraging me. And I know there's stuff that we need to sort out. There's some stuff that I need to pray with you and believe with you. And I want to do that, but not drama. When you come with drama, I'm going to send you to this book. All right, let me move on. Otherwise, nobody comes back in 2025. All right. So real quick on, we need to become spiritually mature, right? And here's some things about a spiritually mature believer. Maybe you want to just check yourself quickly. It's a person that his reaction or her reaction is based on what is in Scripture. When something comes at them or somebody wants to offend that person, what happens? My response is based on the Scriptures. Hello? Another one is somebody that is spiritually mature is humble. There's a humility about them. Hello? There's a self-awareness about them. Why? They are aware of people around them. They're not just about themselves. They're not just looking me. But I'm careful to see what is happening around me. Amen? And another one with somebody that is spiritually mature is they practice love and kindness. Your maturity is not your attendance to church on Sunday and, you know, all the stuff. Is how do you love your neighbor? Is there kindness on the inside? Is there a tenderness on the inside of you? And saying, you know what, I'm not going to engage in that, sorry. But hey, I love my brother and I love my sister. And the Bible says we go to our brothers. Go to your brother. Go to your sister. Say, I got to make this thing right. Why? Because we don't want drama. We're on a mission, a place to belong, connect with Jesus, and empower people to change their world. Hallelujah. Praise the Here, because I'm per klaar. And number four is, Paul says, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is he saying? We need to keep our focus on Jesus. Keep our focus on him. If your focus is on everything else, that's going to become the direction your life's going to go in. But if our focus is on Jesus, we become like him. There's that saying that says, whatever you behold, you become. If you behold him, you become like him. If you behold the narrative of the day, social media, and what people say, you become like those people. You start speaking like those people. If you behold negativity around you, you become negative. And sometimes you don't have to verbalize your negativity. You can just feel it. You carry something of this negativity. I don't like people that are negative. I want people that are positive. You know what I'm saying? Like an ever-ready battery. I'm standing here. You know what I'm saying? We got to be focused on Jesus. Amen? I said it in the first service when I was teaching Josh to ride his bicycle. He started off with the training wheels. And then after a while, he thinks he's riding the bicycle, but it's actually the training wheels that's keeping him steady, right? And as you start taking the training wheels off, what happens is that he starts battling to keep his balance and to start actually riding his bicycle. But the problem was that every time he was riding his bike, he was looking down. And wherever he was looking, he was going. If you look to his left the whole time, he was leaning and falling onto the left. And as soon as I got Josh to focus his eyes on me and where I was standing, he started riding his bicycle. He started moving forward. And it is so the same for us as believers. If we fix our eyes and our gaze on Jesus, we are not falling to the left and falling to the right anymore. When people come and they want to talk and they want to drag you down, they want to take your focus, you're like, no, I'm not going for that. I'm focusing on Jesus. Amen. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says, he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Jesus was a finisher. He finished strong on your behalf. He finished strong on my behalf. Imagine if he didn't finish strong. Imagine if he was caught up in the drama and all this stuff. He wouldn't have finished strong. And the fact that he finished strong, it made a way for me. It opened a way for me. It made a way for me to the Father. Amen. And could it be that because you determined to finish strong this year, because you determined that it could be what opens and makes a way for somebody else in 2025. Your obedience and your commitment and say, man, I'm going to determine to finish strong. I'm not listening to the culture of the day. I'm not listening to the narrative that is out there now. Ach, well, the year is almost done. Ek is so moeg, pastoor. Ek is so moeg om te hoor hoe moeg jy is. Verstaan jy? Gelle? Moet nie so hard lachen achter jy, asseblief. I haven't spoken Afrikaans in 6 weke. So we moet so 'n bietjie uitkom. Is dan. But do we ons verstaan mekaar. Right guys. Ons is so moeg jy man. Ons is ek is bring jou vuur van die huis af. Verstaan jy? Bring your fire. Say man, I'm going to push in and I'm going to lean in. Hallelujah. Hello. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Right? Yes sir. Amen. We want the world to look at us and be like, what's wrong with these guys? Come on, man. Don't you want to just get the year done? And no, I'm getting ready to step into 2025. I'm going to have a can-do, finishing strong attitude. Amen. Imagine, like guys, imagine Jesus when he was carrying that cross. If he carried it with a bad attitude. Think about it. Going up that thing and just be like, oh, these guys, I can't believe they did this. You know what? I just want to get through this and that. And he says, the Bible says he endured that cross because he saw you and he saw me. And it was a joy for him to endure that cross, to finish strong. Amen. And we look to him. He is the perfecter and the finisher of our faith. He says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Look at that, the joy that was set before him. He says, despising the shame and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is sitting right now, the right hand of the Father. He's finished. It's finished. It's done. He's finished strong. He's finished strong. Amen. And I know that for so many of you this morning, you're like, man, I get that, Pastor. I get I need to shift my attitude. I need to get my mind right again. I need to change the way that I'm speaking because I'm not speaking life. I'm not speaking life over me. I'm not speaking life even over this year, right? And I want to encourage you as you go home today, these next 15 days, be intentional. Be intentional. If you need to start praying, start praying. Start getting into the word. Say, God, give me a word for next year. Maybe you need to get home and you need to pick up the phone and phone some people. Say, man, I gotta close that door before I step into the new year. Right? Let's stand on our feet. And verse 6 says, with all of this being said, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. If this is the only thing that we set out to do in 2025, that we may glorify our Father, that we may glorify Jesus. If that's the only thing that is in front of us in 2025, I'm going to do all the above that Paul is requiring of me. Why? Because when we glorify him, what does it mean? We praise him. When we glorify him, what does it mean? We worship him. We magnify him and we give him thanks. I don't want to be bogged up with people and things. I want to be giving thanks to him. Amen.